I'd just like to say to everybody, a day filled with mixed emotions, and you know, the last couple days, you know, Bob just showed me before we got on a tweet from Victor Bolden, you know, where he says, dream come true, and you know, that makes you smile. And you know, a guy like that that went out and earned his spot on this roster with his preseason play, with his work, but that also somewhat tempered by having the tough conversations that are just a part of this league and the reality of it. And I got to experience it for the first time from a completely different perspective than I've ever have, and it's one that won't be lost on me forever. And those, I never take those conversations lightly. What I'm very proud about is that both myself and Kyle got a chance to talk with each and every player that we released, and I think that makes them feel good. They don't always agree with our reasoning, but at least when we look them in the eye and tell them the truth, they feel like they've been owed that, they feel like they've received that respect, and it's something I always respected the coaches and management that did that. So we did that, and here we are at 53, and we're really proud of the roster that we put together and the professionalism with which guys handled what can be a very grueling process. With that, I'll open it up to questions.
John, can you take us through the Joe Williams situation? After the game, he didn't seem to think that that ankle injury was serious at all.
Yeah, that was kind of a surprise to us. As so often is the case, you know, Joe did get checked out, had to come out of the game. I was actually coming down to the field, so I missed the play when he did come out. But, you know, Ferg right away said, hey, we got something going on with Joe's ankle. We're going to scan it in the morning. Once they did scan it, you know, we made the decision along with our medical staff that this was the best course of action for Joe. That's a tough loss because he's a guy that that we felt could really contribute in a big way for us. I think everybody saw the unique capabilities Joe has. He's got game-breaking speed, tremendous vision. He's going to be a big part of our future in my mind. And so disappointing that we had to put him on injured reserve, but the right thing to do in our mind.
Okay,
so
don't have a lot of.
And you kind of looked at, would you look to bring Tim Hightower back at some point?
Well, I think options are available. Right now we have three, and that's likely what we'll dress. We have three and our offensive weapon in Kyle and Juszczyk, and so we're pleased with that. But Hightower made a big impression on us. He's someone that Kyle is very familiar with, and so we'll continue to look at him and any other option that we feel like can improve our chances.
Can you say exactly what the diagnosis was for Joe Williams' injury or no?
You know, just as a practice, guys, I talked a lot with Bob about this because we have a couple of guys that I knew would – I'm uncomfortable with that. I didn't like it when people talked about my injuries publicly when I was playing. And so out of respect to these guys, other than what you guys know already and what our medical staff puts out there, I'm not going to get into the details.
Okay.
How about with Joshua Garnett? Can you walk us through Joshua Garnett, too, just the decision to end his season rather than potentially bringing him back later on?
Yeah, that was a tough call, but one that Kyle and I started talking last week. We knew the diagnosis. They had the surgery, and, you know, the thought process was to have him 6 weeks of really not doing anything other than rehab. At that point, then could go 2 weeks and try to get himself ready to play, and there was concern that, you know, there could be some issues because bringing him back that quick. And so at that point, Kyle and I kind of challenged our medical staff to, hey, Josh is a big part of our future here, and are we giving him the best opportunity for a full recovery and a positive outcome here? And so once we did that, we all got into a conversation. We included Josh, and we all felt that that would be rushing it. And we want to look at things. We want to win every game, and we're going to have urgency in every decision we make. But I think also to have prudence and be able to look at the long-term welfare of a player, we felt like giving Josh the entire year to really rehab this thing correctly. And was the right course of action there. And so that's the one we took with Josh's blessing. He was very much a part of this of the decision. We presented it to him. He got comfortable. It gave him peace. And so when he's happy, we're happy, and we think it's the best situation for him.
Who is your who's the backup center going into the season? Is it going to be Eric Magnuson? And if the answer is yes, I mean, does that give you pause that a rookie is in that role?
The answer is yes right now. He has guard center flex, and no, it doesn't give us pause. It's something we understood his versatility. He was a tackle in college. He came here, played guard, played center. He was kind of that guy that had tremendous versatility, but also played at a high level. But you're right, Matt. I believe that's Matt. That it's something that you have to do on every offensive play, that quarterback center exchange. And there's a lot to that position. He had the aptitude that the centers have to have. They're making a lot of calls, but he also just played clean in there. And so he was a guy we liked, had the confidence in, and he will be that backup center coming in. We also know that Zane has been a backup center and could get us through a game as well.
How about and what you see out of the rookie class to help convince you that Jeremy Curley was expendable?
Well, that was a tough one. As you guys know, we made a decision on Jeremy early, and I think one of the harsh realities of this league is that Jeremy was just a victim of circumstance, in that when we signed Jeremy, we didn't have anybody, any of these receivers on our roster. As I look through here, Trent Taylor was drafted, Aldrick and Pierre and Marquise were free agent acquisitions that we were really happy with. And then, the rookies, Kendrick Bourne and Vic Bolden, just impressed us thoroughly with their play. We know that Jeremy Curley is a fine player and a productive player in this league. And I think in my heart of heart, and if I had to predict it, he's not going to have trouble hooking on with a team. That was a tough call, but a call that once we got Trent Taylor, that slot position, and once we saw that Trent could handle it and handle it right away, we said it was going to be hard at that point for Jeremy to make the roster. And so we had good, honest discussions with him here in the last couple of days, and then went ahead and pulled the trigger today.
John, can you talk about the decision to keep two quarterbacks instead of three?
Yeah, that's just a philosophy of Kyle's, and one I agree with. It's the way the roster the makeup of the roster in this league are right now, and the reality of it. But it's tough to get enough guys up to satisfy your needs at every position, to have backups and to have special teams depth. And so if you can do it, and if you trust those, we can make this with two, then that's something do you roll the dice a little bit? Sure. But it's one that we feel is a calculated risk that we're willing to take. Brian, we've been very pleased with the way he's performed. And CJ has shown us that this is not too big for him, and all the things we liked when we drafted him. And so, as I said during camp, it was less of what Matt Barkley didn't do, it was more of what those two did. And at that point, we felt comfortable with going ahead and making that decision, that going with two and those two being the guys.
John, you have 14 rookies on the 53-man roster, which I guess in some ways isn't surprising, given you're kind of starting a rebuild. But is it safe to say kind of the tie went to the younger player in a lot of cases as you tried to figure out the roster?
Well, listen, I know there's always some bias when you draft a player, but Kyle and I always, we have a little saying, fight familiarity. So we don't want to do things just because they're our guys, because they've been with Kyle before. We drafted these guys, so we believe in them. The free agents, we felt very good about. I think it's more indicative just that we feel like we had a really good draft, and time will tell. They made a 53-man roster. Now they got to go play. And so there's all these steps along the line, and these guys seem to check the boxes along the way, each and every one of them. And now they got to go do it when it counts for real. They've shown us enough that we feel like they're up to the task. We, as we've been consistent with saying, we were very excited with our draft class and our free agent class, and I think 14, really in our mind 15, with Joe Williams being on the IR, is indicative of the type of class that we felt we had. And hopefully, as we said during the draft and free agency, those guys are the nucleus and a huge part of the nucleus of this team in us turning this thing around.
John, we see every year where somebody who makes the initial 53 ends up losing their spot a little bit later. You guys are number two in the priority for waiver claims. How active do you expect to be tomorrow?
Well, first of all, let me say that I hope I'm never number two on the waiver claim again. It's a nice spot to be sitting in. And Kyle and I consistently from the start said any opportunity we can to improve our team, we won't hesitate to do so. So there's been a ton of preparation in terms of trying to prognosticate people's rosters throughout the league. And here's some people that could be out there. We've been tireless in our efforts to do that. That continues today as we start to see cuts come out, and then we'll see the official wire. And if we feel like someone can help us and improve who we are as a team, both in the short term and long term, then we won't hesitate.
And will you place Ronald Blair on IR tomorrow?
That is likely. You know, I think that him making the roster here today is a good thing for Ronald. And, you know, with this short-term IR, we get a couple shots at a guy, and so it better be someone you really believe in. And we believed in Ronald. He's a versatile player. He's a very good player, one we like. And, you know, that's a likely outcome.
How big of a role do you see Matt Breida having in the running back group, since there's not many other guys there behind Carlos, or even if Matt might be sharing the load with Carlos?
I would tell you that all three of those guys, one thing, if you've watched Kyle over the years, and Mike Shanahan, who was my coach, Bobby Turner, these guys, if you're on the roster as a running back, you're likely going to play. And, Raheem Mostert gives us a tremendous asset as a special teams player as well. But absolutely, Carlos is going to be featured in this deal, but Matt Breida is very much a part of our plans, and he's a guy who from day one showed up here, and you didn't have to be like a football savant to see that guy can move, and he can move fast, and he's a smart football player, and he has the intangibles. I remember early in camp he went down with what looked like a hyperextended knee, and the trainers got near him, and it was, you know, he almost physically pushed him away, like, I'm not missing a snap. And little things like that tell you that he had the makeup that we wanted, and we continue to push and give him opportunity. And he continued to prove what we thought to be the right assumption, exactly that. And so now, just like I said earlier, with all these rookies, they got to go show they can do it on the big stage, but we feel very positive about Matt Breida and what he brings to the table.
Anything else, guys?
And John, I've got one real quick. Was there a particular decision that kept you up overnight as you were getting down to this thing, down to the wire?
All of them, to be honest with you. We tried to do this as humanely as possible. A lot of people ask me over, since I've had this job, what does being a former player, afford you? What perspective does it afford you? One thing that it affords me is that I know what those guys in that locker room have been going through this last week. While it's very exciting what's right around the corner, and this now all of a sudden the 53-man roster is significant and symbolic of, is that, hey, the regular season's right around the corner, but you become very close with these people that you play with. And so the last week and a half. It's been a great challenge, and we've been doing our best to come up with the best 53. You know, it's not easy at all, because I know dreams were both made, and some dreams are a little bumps in the road. But, you know, they all kept me up at night. And but we try to do like anything else. You try to prepare yourself best to make the best possible decisions, and we feel like we have here.
John, one more on Adrian Colbert. He seemed to be very visible the other night at free safety. Was it that performance that won him a spot? I mean, were you at all wavering on him as far as the final roster?
Well, I think that's a good pickup on your part, but I would tell you that our evaluations, it's the whole picture that we looked at. But I can tell you with Adrian, he came out really throughout the offseason and impressed early in camp, really impressed. He hurt his ankle, and then even when he came back, we weren't seeing the same guy. The other night, he showed up as that same guy. He provides versatility in that he can play corner and safety, and he's an excellent special teams player. So that's what we knew when we drafted him. You know, like I said, we saw it throughout the offseason. We saw it early in camp, and then we were kind of going, oh, no, what's happened? He's not the same guy we've seen. Well, what happened? He hurt his ankle, and even when he was back, he wasn't all the way back. And fortunately for him, and as a credit to him, he came out in the last game and made some plays. And oftentimes, you know, guys – that last impression is critical, and I would say that in his case it was.
Hey, John, when do you think that you're going to be able to get Jimmy Ward on the field? Is he be available week one?
That's still fluid. You know, I was watching Jimmy outside my window here earlier, going through a great workout. We're going to do what's right for Jimmy and what's right for the team in terms of week one. We'll update you guys as we know. To be perfectly honest, we don't know that right now. He's pushing, he's doing everything he can, and our trainers are doing a great job with him to try to get him back and healthy, but we want to make sure that when he comes back, he's back for good.
Thanks. All right, guys.
Thank you guys very much.
Guys.